Okay. To solve this riddle, I need to find a bard of a kind and a place with light. what on earth does that mean? Why did it have to be a riddle? Now, had it been a candy-eating competition, I'd have my present back by now. I'm sure Carmen could have solved it. Hold on a second. I think that's Carmen over there, at the stalls that offer giant red boots. Carmen!
You see, it's like glove, but for feet.
So I know what a shoe is, but my question was, have you seen my friend Peter?
Hey, Carmen.
Oh, hey.
Carmen, listen, I know you're still mad at me because of the whole paper thing, which I really am sorry for. And you're busy looking for Peter right now, but I really need your help. You see, I drew Peter's name in the game, and I still haven't gotten my present back. And the only way I can is by solving this ridiculously hard riddle. I don't really have a lot of friends at the department. The ones I do have turned out to be super judgy. And I think if I gave Peter something nice, I'd have at least one friend there. And I really want to cheer him up. So if you help me with the riddle, I can help you with finding Peter. Quid pro quo? Afterwards, you can go back to hating me. What do you say? I also figure you're pretty smart. I mean, you have to be when you're in the teacher's program, right? To not only retain knowledge, but to pass it on effectively must be quite a challenge. And then there's dealing with students, adapting to their learning styles and keeping things interesting. I don't know how you do it.
Fine. I guess I really am a good teacher. And I'd do almost anything for Pete's sake, so what's the riddle?
Something about bards and lights?
Anything else?
Let me think. My rusty brain cells need some time to get in motion again. What did they say? Right. Scholars cry there, and there are lots of things to learn.
Is that all? Come on, Sarah. Where do you go when you're stuck with a question you can't answer?
I usually start playing Overwatch for 5 hours.
You go to the library! Mm-hmm. See, was that so hard? Let's go.
Before going, can I interest you in special discount boots?
Does it come with the right boot?
No, that's my special discount!
Ah, thanks.
Soon, Sarah and Carmen arrive at the library and...
Oh my goodness! There it is! My present is under that window with the weird library merchandise, including that one-of-a-kind Shakespeare action figure. Thank you, Carmen. I couldn't have done it without you.
Well, I guess that's true. Can we look for Peter now?
Yes, let's go.
That's where Sarah's present was, and it's also where we are right now. Why don't you drop by? Tune in again tomorrow to find out what the boys have been up to.
Actually, Mr. Voice?
Hmm?
How about you take a bit of a break?
Yeah, we could jump in for you. Cover your tracks, help dump the body.
Wait, you can hear him too?
Now I can. I guess it's because I did something actually nice for a change.
Aww.
Shh.
Wait, where is he?
I guess he took us up on our offer. Well then, everybody, remember to brush your teeth tonight and to always strive for the top. Relentlessly, ruthlessly, ravenously, like a lioness.
What she said, and Merry Christmas!
Sarah Fan was played by Tamara Payer. Carmen Gatto was played by Louise Marie Prack.
The what you want to call him Vendor was played by Leonhard Engelmeier.
The narrator was played by Leonhard Engelmeier.
The harp was played by Carrie Whitman. This episode was written by Philip Kreuss.